This is Scoopla.
We're crossing over now to Hollywood at Dean McCarthy. He's our Hollywood correspondent live in Tinseltown. Dean, what's going up? You sent us an email and you said, oh my God, this is like Christmas for me. What's happening?
Oh my goodness, it doesn't get any juicier than this. Let's start from the top. Justin Timberlake could be headed to jail for 30 days. Let me tell you what happened. This is so ridiculous. He was actually voting in his local state of like Tennessee, like Nashville, Tennessee. Anyway, when he voted in the presidential election, he actually took a selfie, like, while he was in the voting booth.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the thing, guys. That's illegal.
Yeah.
That is illegal in Tennessee. Now, the punishment is 30 days in jail and a $50 fine. A little bit random. $50 is massively random.
Right.
But here's the thing. They are now actually investigating him. Like, there's, like, a squad, a team investigating whether they should put him in jail for this. On the flip side, a lot of politicians have come out saying, it's kind of cool that he actually is promoting to vote.
Yeah.
So
I think he'll get off. I don't think they're going to throw Justin Timberlake in jail for a selfie.
Yeah, that's
you mean
right.
They always get off, get away
they
with
always.
It? Yeah.
All these celebs do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. But, you know, it's these things that need to be brought back to life and reality for these guys is...
Yeah.
You have to obey the rules.
Yeah.
You're the same as everyone else.
Exactly right. It's a hard toss-up between what do you do, but...
And he didn't have to take it in the booth. He could have just said, guys, go ahead and vote today. Wear a T-shirt like Rihanna did.
Or he could have had a sausage sizzle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's how we promote it. Hey, look, speaking of arrests, an American man has been arrested while pretending to be a tree.
Yeah.
What?
So Justin Timberlake and this guy could be hanging out in jail very soon. Let me see what happened. Now, just so you know, it's not illegal to dress up as a tree. So that's nice. But this is what he did. This guy dressed up as a tree, and I mean like head to toe. Like his face was covered. It kind of looked like a Christmas tree. And what he did, he stood on the side of this highway and slowly and surely moved out into the highway as if he were a tree. Stood there. Cars were like... driving around like, oh, there seems to be a tree that has sprung up in the middle of the highway.
Right.
The police pull over. They're like, mate, get off the road. They come back. He's still there. They arrest him. And there's literally a photo of them arresting this tree. And all you can see is his little face among the branches.
Wow.
So there's a lesson for all of us next time you dress as a tree. No highway shenanigans.
See, Chulf, this is why we call it Hollyweird. Are you getting it?
I like that. It would be so nice to be a tree for a day.
Oh, my God, Chulf. How hard is life for you right now?
We can learn a lot from trees.
Yeah, I'm sure
we can.
Yeah.
That's what gives us air. We're creating oxygen.
Yes,
yeah, true. We owe our lives to trees, honestly.
We really need to move on from this. Finally, this morning, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are finished. They're done, and apparently they were together.
Yeah, you're right about that. So none of us knew for sure if they were dating, and now they are officially not dating. So they never confirmed it. I thought they were a kind of hot couple, actually.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, and he's dreamy. So together, they were very, very dreamy. But they're done and dusted, you know. Jamie Foxx has, I think, most of his family live with him in his mansion. There's something like 12 of them that all live in his mansion. He, like, looks after the grandkids and grandparents and cousins. But maybe she didn't deal with the entire Brady Bunch-style house. I'm not sure. But they are done and dusted. And let's hope they pick up their feelings very soon and move on because, you know, lots of love to both of them.
Yeah. Hey, look, in other news, Katie Holmes is now dating that tree.
Oh, well, that's not true. But, you know, their relationship was actually for a long time, and it is kind of sad that they didn't really get to go public because of the whole Tom Cruise situation, and now they're over.
It's all messy.
Maybe if it were out in the open and they didn't have to hide it so much, it would have been a little easier on them.
Very true. Very philosophical there, Jules. Dean, thank you so much. We can read more about this all online right now at starfmcoffs.com.au. We'll catch you again tomorrow, mate.
Bye, guys.